Okay, so we're Zechariah was having more Yaakov being so quickly as Zechariah Mishnah is Daniel Shailu was your show following. Okay. So ending off question 13, Tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, if somebody had Chalav that was not Chalav Yisrael and they made a dough from it, so it was Milchik bread. And it was, so if one issue is you have the issue of having milk and bread. The other issue is you have maybe it's treif because it was called akum. Wasn't Yisrael roei. So the question that the Chasam Sofer dealt with is, if a person's eating this bread at a meal, milk and bagels from Chol Stam. Okay, Ferrari, milk and bagels from Chol Stam. So could you have a zebra with it? Because maybe it's not kosher. Right? In other words, he wrote a tshuva to his Talmud Havosik, Zalman.
And we assume he wrote all the from the
Yeah.
Oh. But you
you're saying you're asking about at the time of Chasam Sofer.
Yeah, we're in time of Chazal.
Right.
All the stuff.
Kostov is still. In other words, what's the Dindaraisa? The Dindaraisa is that it would be Ruba de Laisa Kaman, you're saying that it's from a kosher, from an animal, from a para, not from a pig.
Unless there's camels around.
Right.
They drink camel milk also. They want to drink pig milk.
Right. So, you're saying that there's a Ruba de Leisa Kaman that it's probably kosher, as Harari is saying. In other words, at the time of Chazal, so you violated the Rabbana, right? But we don't say you violated the Raisa, but Harari is making a very good point because the Raisa, you probably could follow Rove and say that it was coming from a kosher animal. But he says,
I mean, you can say that both animals are kosher. Like you have a mix of cows and camels, non-kosher animals. Would you even say also both?
called the parish Maruba parish. Even if you have camels in the herd.
So pig milk is not considered suitable for you.
Oh, that's what it says, Ferrari?
Difficult to milk.
Who in the world has camel milk? People drink camel milk?
Yeah, I think they do. I think some.
Yeah, where?
Wherever there are camels.
I'd like to know.
The
Yeah, you tell me. I'd like to know. Who's drinking camel milk as well as that?
Not
Oh, who's here? Oh. Okay. How's the rain?
much.
Sun has to come out. Yeah. So the case in the Chasam Sofer was that he says, I feel shame be Israel. There are a lot of people that wouldn't drink Chol Stam, right? But Pashat Lahem, Lehetter Gomer Lechol Pashat Elohim Chol. Lokim Minachtam Goy, Lehetter. There was a lot of people who would never drink, never in his room, would drink Chol Stam, but they would eat Milchik. Rav Yosef Katan is sending a link to a farm that sells camels. And where is this farm and who do they sell it to?
Somewhere in Wisconsin, I think. I'll look it up.
1,000 meters a year. in Australia.
In Australia.
Cantaloupe is the closest to a human mother's milk.
What about to a cow's milk? But in, yeah, like in New York City, let me ask you a question. In New York City, is there any, are you allowed to sell camel milk? Is there any camel milk available in New York City?
Singapore, they sell it to Singapore.
It has some very unique properties.
Thailand, Malaysia. Yeah, this is,
it is consumable by humans.
Well, the camel milk.
Yeah, it is. It is.
But are you? Is it legally allowed to be sold?
Have a camel in your backyard, yeah.
Right, but is it legally allowed to be sold? In Wisconsin, you're saying they're selling it, but they're saying
like that, yeah.
But they're selling it to different countries,
And they can send it. They can ship it to you over here. You can buy it in Amazon, even.
You can buy it on Amazon,
right?
Pasteurized cantaloupe sells for $15 in Australia. It's 12 times more expensive.
But you say you can get it on Amazon here in New York.
Yeah. They'll sell it to you. They'll ship it to you.
So what's the rule? The government rule is what? That you can't buy... Well, what's the government rule? We always speak about the government rule that you can't... Regular milk that's sold in a store has to be a cow. Cow's milk. Right, if it says milk. So what does it say in those things?
Camel.
Oh, so it has to say camel.
Yeah.
If it says milk, then legally it has to. But someone, right, you could have a bodega here in the Heights. If they want to get that thing from Wisconsin, they could they just have to advertise as camel milk. Okay, that's good to know. I wouldn't, it's trafe, so it's good to know to avoid. This is trafe. So the Chasam Sofer was presented with the Shaila by his Talmud. That someone was selling was this guy, he eats bread, rolls, that were milchik rolls from Cholov Stam. So it's two chesronos. One is that you're not allowed to have milchik bread. There's a nisa d'rabbanan of having milchik bread, because bread is something we usually eat with meat or milk. So we normally assume that that bread is a parf item. So anything we normally assume is parv, and you now make it milk, right? There's a discussion in the poskim. The Gemara only speaks about bread. There's a discussion in the poskim, even wine. Wine is usually parv. But there was a whole discussion in the about milchik wine. Right? They used to make milchik wine because sometimes the wine didn't look nice. So they wanted to make it whiter. So they pour milk in it, make it look nicer. So this question in the Tzemach Tzedek. Tzemach Tzedek is for, who's the Tzemach Tzedek?
Which one?
The Yashar, Krachmol. But you know that there's two Tzemach Tzedeks in the poskim. There's the Chodesh and the Yashar. Chodesh is the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, and the Yashar is quoted already in the Magen Avraham. Both named Tzemach Tzedek. But you know what the complication is? They both have the name Menachem Mendel. Because you might think, you know, Menachem Mendel, that's a Lubavitcher name. But no. Both Tzemach Tzedeks are Menachem. Why? Because you know what the minhag is. The minhag is that when you write a sefer, you should have your name Merubas in the sefer. That's the minhag. So therefore, the gematria of Menachem Mendel is the same gematria as Tzemach Tzedek. So that's why people who had the name Menachem Mendel sometimes named this farm Tzemach Tzedek. And that the Vishnitzer, he spells Mendel with a Yud, Dalet Yud Lamed, so he named the Sefer Tzemach Tzadik to make up for the Yud, So he has a tshuva, a famous tshuva, but that Tzemach Tzedek, is there a problem with having milchik wine? It's a whole discussion among the Avraham. So this is the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer writes this tshuva that that's where he says all his things about all his chidushim about Chol Yisrael in this tshuva Kuf Zayin. So he writes that he says it's a low plug. He says. So he says that he thinks, first of all, that if somebody violated Chol of Stam, he thinks they could. He says the Pre-Chadosh says it's mutter. So we can't say it's also a field for the Evid. So. So he says, and why were the people doing it? So that's what someone mentioned yesterday in Shir. That what? That is because it's not the end. So it could be that since it's, you know, just like we said, the cheese is not part of the gzera. So once the cheese, that wasn't part of the gzera of Chol of Yisrael. The gzera is only in the Cholov. So he says, and so he quotes from the Rambam. He quotes the Kesef Mishnah, Shul Gozer al Chol of Be'en. The Kesef Mishnah says, in the Rambam, that it only goes on Chol of Be'en. But if it's not Be'en, you know, it's not seeable, then there was no Gzera. That's what the Rambam says according to the Kesef Mishnah. So the Mela, so these people, Shafil had its army, because Malcolm Russell Heter could call Prutzel those be part of Pashin Ishmosha. So where'd they get this Heter from this idea that it's not the end? But that's why they would make them. But then he says, so then he says he thinks it's wrong. I am a safe from a Korchaim, a Midrash, the Chisi called Zvang. Vilu Fitos Allah's become local church, Leos Be'en, Kain Torah. But still, you have to have a siman, right? The halacha is that you have Ke'en Torah, the Rishonim have two pshatim. Either you make it look in a certain shape, like a shore, so people know that this is the milchic bread, and it was based on the shape. Or Ke'en Torah means you make it in little amounts, so you'll eat it up right away, and therefore you won't forget that it's milchic. Whereas normally you'll have it around, you'll take bread, and you won't really, you didn't remember. But if it's only made in small increments, so you'll already have consumed it, so it won't be. So therefore, it has to be made Kein Torah, or else it's going to be also for a different issue. And then he quotes, this is the tshuva, Tzemach Tzedek, Simen Pei. I ain't tshuva, Tzemach Tzedek, Simen Pei, here on page 15. So he says, the Tabani shmor nafshecha v'lo titosh taras yibecha m'kol mogam l'tzar b'zim v'kevet t'pi chodesh heid v'sfardim ochlim l'hedya. The Sephardim are using, when there's no chashash, the Sephardim were eating it already. So inu mechel achli l'didan misnam nami mosasim. In other words, if they're eating it, l'chadchila, we at least should count it from the zima. So therefore, he said it's okay to have the. I mean, it's not okay. He doesn't think it's okay. So it's okay to be the tzarf to the zima. But there's no behemoth hemeya around. He's saying at least, if you made it to Ein Torah, and there's a case where the pre-chadash would have been makel, because there was no tumeya through the whole city, or even if there was, it's much more expensive. So those what the pre-chadash was makel. So he says, even though we're not going to be makel, but at least we can be mitzarif lazim. Okay, so then now let's look on the Drushas Chasam Sofer. The Drushas Chasam Sofer. So he gives Musa here. It says on page 20. He says, he's talking about the Torah being translated to Yvonis, Greek. So he says, see, the main thing he didn't like the translation of the Torah is that because whenever you have the Torah it's written in Hebrew, so you could have all these ramazim in the Torah, an extra aleph, an extra yud, an extra this. So the whole concept of, but when you write it in English or a different language, you take away that whole aspect of the Torah shebal peh and merubas in the Torah shebichsav. You're eradicating that. So you're undermining Torah shebal peh. So he says, the Torah shebal peh sheim avne hayoka hudchum ben atzad. That's why there was chokshach when they would write the Chazal say there was chokshach ba'olam when they translated the Torah into Yevamos, because they were basically blocking out Torah Shebal Peh from the Torah Shebichsav, because now all the Ramazim that normally would be in the Hebrew text based on this letter are taken away. So he says if you keep eventually then these people doing that, they're not going to undermine Torah Shebal Peh. They're going to say matam nesachol behemot meim mishum demoli choli v'timtol kachu kachal pichach mazateva. They're going to say that the reason why they acid chol of behemah tumeya is because chol of tumeya is going to cause timtum, is going to cause sickness. And Moshe was very smart, so he says, but that's only if it's chol of tumeya. That's what people are going to begin to say. And every issur de rabbana, there are other reasons besides the reason that's obvious. Page 21. But then what was his line? He says that once you're going to do such a thing, then you're going to undermine Chazal. And you'll say that this Chazal doesn't make any sense because it's really kosher milk. So why should it's only treif milk that they acid. This is not treif. They're not going to understand the concept of gzeiras chazal. That's what the... So in the middle of this drasha that the Chasam Sofer gave for Asar B'Tavis. It was created Zion Tavis. Tov Kufayin Gimel. So he says that that's when the Torah was translated into Yevonos. And then once you start doing that, you're going to take away Torah Shemal Peh, and then you're going to start mocking Gezeres Chazal, saying that, no, it only makes sense if it's real non-kosher milk. But to have kosher milk, and especially according to the Chasam Sofer, where the Chasam Sofer hailed, even though we know Vada, it's kosher. But if you violated the Takana, that's it. We know Vada, it's kosher. You violated the Takana, it's... So that's so that was his tirade. And that's why.
Rabbi, but what about for the translating the Torah for the purposes of having greater clarity? You know, to understand what the Hebrew text is saying better.
Right. That's what he.
Meaning, maybe it has to do with what the reason behind their translation is. Like, in this scenario that the Chasam Sofer is saying, it sounds like it's to replace the Hebrew text completely. But, like, what if you weren't replacing it? If you were, you know, keeping the Hebrew text and just having a translation
on the side,
to for clarity.
Uh-huh. What do you think, Rav Harari? Is he saying, what would the Chasam Sofer say today to English translations? Would he say that that's like Yavan, or was that only when they were doing it as a replacement, but not as a side translation?
That's an actual Moshe Mendelssohn.
Yeah.
Like when they taught it to the children, they didn't teach them they translated them so that it's open.
Yeah.
So like the issue, I guess what the thing is, I guess when you consider that we're worried that you're gonna use the English translation and then based off of that, like you're only gonna read English and then base a lot of English.
Right, I guess that's what so maybe but what I'm saying is maybe today it's clear that it's not a separate thing. It's so maybe it would be included.
Well, Rebbe, wasn't the Gemara written in the vernacular of the day? It was written in Aramaic and not Hebrew, so people.
Yeah, but the difference is that the Gemara is not Pasuk Chumash. Pasuk Chumash, we have to have the ability to see every letter and to see what we can learn. You know, in other words, the Gemara is not like a Pasuk Chumash where you say, you know, different, in the Gemara. And it's the Pasuk Chumash, there are different Ramazim in the Pesukim of the Chumash. We don't say that by a Mishnah, there's Ramazim, the way we say it by a Pasuk Chumash.
No, I was saying that to support Avram Levitz's theory.
Oh, Avram Levitz's theory, okay.
Yeah.
If you're here to support Avram Levitz's theory, then we want to hear what you have to say. Okay. Now, the other point of the Chasam Sofer, and this is a very important point, is the Chasam Sofer holds that Kol Yisrael, question 15, is a Dovership of Minyan. It was the Dovership of Minyan, Tzorek Minyan Achel Hatiro. So it means that even if the reason doesn't apply, we still have to keep it. And then he makes his Chasam Sofer says an unbelievable thing. He says that if a person keeps Chol Yisrael because he thinks it's Me'ikar HaDin, so then it's a Din Derabanan. But if you hold that you're keeping it Al Sechumra, then there's a Minak Tov. Chasam Sofer Shita is Minak Tov Mitam Neder is a Din Deraisa. So Chasam Sofer says an unbelievable thing. That if you're keeping it as a chumrah, that can be more chumrah than when you're keeping it meikar adin. Say, I don't use the Erev. So there are two reasons why you can't use the Erev. Either because you want to be machmir, or you hold it's no good meikar adin. So when it comes to an Erev, that could be a deraisa anyway. Because there's no good meikar adin, it could be because it's just around deraisa. But he's saying like this, but I did the Rabbanan, if you're keeping it, if you're not sure whether you, if it's an Iker Adin or you're keeping it Mechumra. So then, by the fact that it's not an Iker Adin, it could be more Chumra. Oh. That's the Chasam Sofer. So Chasam Sofer,
the mechanics of, again.
The fact that he holds that it's Iker Adin is more of a Kula. A person who holds it to Chumra, but he's keeping it Iker, but he still keeps it. So that's the Chasam Sofer says. That's a Minak Tov. And Chasam Sofer has a famous Shita that a Minak Tov Mitam Neder is what? Is the rice. Like you're Kabbal. That's the chasam. So this tshuva, Rabbi said, Kuf Zayin, you should probably know Baal Peh. I would suggest you know Baal Peh, because this is the same tshuva that has all his chidushim about the. Basically, the tshuva was about having zimun with somebody who's eating milchik bread that was not Kol Yisrael. And what's the story?
Rabbi, can you just repeat the mechanics one more time? That if you hold it's a chumra, then it's a.
You hold it's a chumra, and you still do it. If you still do it,
yeah.
So that's like a kabbalah.
It's like a kabbalah.
Kabbal. And then, according to the Chasam Sofer, according to everyone else, I shouldn't say everyone else, because we found other people that say that the Chasam Sofer also. But according to many people, and Hagatova.
Has like a status of a netter?
The Gemara has a netter, but the Pashut Pshat of the Gemara only be the Rambanan. Chasam Sofer says it's the Raisa.
Oh, it's a netter that's like a Raisa.
If you don't speak it out, then it's not the Raisa. You have to speak it out. If you didn't speak it out, not.
And what's the other time? As a
Dindar Abundant. Because you hold it to Dindar Abundant. So if you hold it to Dindar Abundant, it's a Dindar Abundant.
The only
side is you hold that maybe it's Meikir Adin, it's Mutter.
It's not Dindar Abundant.
Right, because maybe it's all Hashash, or like the Pre-Kaddish says, or things like that. Right? But you still do it. You still be Machmer. So that. Chasam Sofer's chiddush is that's more chomer than if you hold it's also medina. You would think it's fakir. It's also medina. It's also medina. It's only chomer. It's only chomer. Medina is also more chomer than that. Oh, so he's a this Chasam Sofer is mamish of Kenan's mamish of unbelievable Chasam Sofer. All your friends in Chabad, they know this Chasam Sofer. They know this happened. Chasam Sofer. Should make sure. I mean, well, they hold it's Medina, so they're more cal.
Rabbi, so Medina is Midr Rabbanan?
Yeah, because all of Israel is a Takonid Rabbanan.
Uh-huh.
That could answer up the Kasha, the famous Kasha at Hanukkah. I say over something from Hanukkah. What's the famous Kasha? The steer in the Mechavers. My Rebbe, Ramosh Dim and Shlita. Taught us this, the Shaila, whether on Hanukkah, Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't add the leftover oil is also. But like Rabbi Will pointed out, it doesn't mean leftover oil in the can. It means the leftover oil in the menorah that didn't burn. So that's also. So the question is, could you be Mosif? Can you be Vatalat? L'chatchila? So some hold that Mosif Shem and Shemaneer, because Shulchan Aruch says by Din Rabbanan, you can be Vatal L'chatchila. And here, it's a Din Rabbanan, yet it's brought in Shulchan Aruch that you can't be Vatal. Right, that's the gosh. Shulchan Aruch says you can't be Vatal. But normally at the end of your day it says right did that but you can. So there's a whole discussion about this. So with this Chasam Sofer, you could say an unbelievable thing, Rav Harari. Because with Kabbal Hanukkah, So the Beis Halevi Rav Arai points out says the difference between Nisar Hanah and Nisar Achila. The Nisar Hanah, Mavatalit is a Dindarais, which you're getting Hanah by the Bittel. You know, when you Mavatalit, then you're getting Hanah, that it's a Dover Mutter. But and someone would say, you know, the Chasam Sofer has a Shita anyway that Chanukah might be Daraisa. Because the Gemara says, May Avdus Lacheris Abram Shir and Misa Lachayim Lokol Shekin. So the Netziv says that's only the year of the Yeshua, that you should Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu the year of the Yeshua, but not every subsequent year. And the Chasam Sofer says, no, every subsequent year that you have to give Sheva Kodoh. So that's what the Chasam Sofer says. And on Hanukkah, if you would go through the Hanukkah all 8 days and you wouldn't do anything special to show that this is a special time, you would mevatel the Nisar D'oraisa, Mitzvah D'oraisa, according to Chasam Sofer. Because the Kal V'chomer is L'doris. So, but this is another thing, that a person, even though Hanukkah is D'rabbanan, but if your minig is, which everyone, you light Hanukkah candles every year, so a mekabel, so then it could be like a D'oraisa, Chasam Sofer L'shitosel.
There are many reasons for Why Hanukkah?
So the famous Kedushas Levi. I love saying all the Kedushas Levi. And others point out. It's because some things became in a, it had one thing that happened that year, and that was it. But once the Shana Cheres, the verse says, what does the Shana Cheres mean? The next year, they came back, and Chazal felt the Hashpa, the Oyers of Hanukkah in the Velt, so they knew it wasn't a one-time thing, that there's something now in the Teva that these days are special. Okay. I have a whole drush on this again. Yeah? It's a good word. Now, the question is, but the Gemara in Nadarim, question 16, says that if you have something that Achim Nogabu Be'isser, people are no eager, so you can't tell them that it's mutter. And the Gemara says that's only a din d'rabbanan. So why is it only a din d'rabbanan? It should be din d'oraisa according to the Chasam Sofer. That's the kasha. That's the kasha everyone asks on the that's the kasha that everyone asks. So we saw that Rav Dushinsky, the Ferrari. Rav Dushinsky said an unbelievable thing. Rav Packet Gimel. Was his uncle Rav Dushinsky? The Shut Maritz. Rav Yossi Tzvi Dushinsky. Page Packet Gimel. So I want you guys to help me. Rafael, you're going to help me here. On page 12, Packet Gimel. He says, the Gemara says the Rabbanan. The Hasim having the Dvar Rishus. What does he mean? So if it's a Dvar Rishus, if you know he gets Dvar Rishus, so what does it mean? You know, like, to eat an apple every Monday? What does it mean, the Dvar Shus? You're knowing not to eat apples? So it's a Dvar Shus? Dvar Mamutar V'chem Nogimo Isser. It's a Yetarasha Latir Lefnehim. So what does that mean? It means that If a person's knowing not to eat apples, so then, and he never took an end to prepare, but then he should eat apples. So that's what it means. So there's a concept of a minhag l'dvar shus, and the Chasam Sofer learns that's what the Gemara is talking about. But if it means l'dvar mitzvah, like, so then anything with Dvar Mitzvah, even Belev, is Chal. And that Gemara, Dvarim HaMutar V'Chein Dogim or Isser, that you have a minig to ask for something, so that you have to keep the minig. Yata Rosh HaLatir L'Fneim. But what would that mean? Like you have a minig not to eat the apples? So therefore, and you never said that, but you have a minig not to eat apples. I don't know, is it shy to say such a thing? So therefore, it's like that's like a neder derabanan. It's not even a minig tov. And hagatov is just an advarashus. In other words, he's answering something on him, but he never verbalized it. So then it's Bal Yachal Midrab. Yeah, you see on page 12. You see where it says in the second paragraph. It says Meyato. On page 12, first word in the line on the left side, the second paragraph. Meyato, Okashi behind the Dorim, the Dorim Habutar, the Chayim Nogi Moisir. Right? Is that the word? Aaron, that's how you understand. The Dvar Rishus, what's time you're not sleeping or you are sleeping. So if you're knowing that, so then that's, you're knowing to sleep and go to sleep at a certain time or to whatever. But not to sleep at a certain time. That's what you're knowing. You're knowing, so then it's like a. So this is like a whole. Because Pashas is Varma Tarm, we always assume it's on Hagatova. Yeah, he's saying it's not on Hagatova, it's just Varshus. Then you're knowing it's the Varma Chem Nogimbo Isser, and you're knowing it is not to indulge in this Varshus, not to have the ice cream, not to have whatever. So you can't be Mako. But if it's a Dvar Mitzvah, then even the Machshava, Chassam Sofer says, that would be Chal.
What's the difference?
Because we have, there's a cost of the Pichas with Staka, and then there's a call of Divleiv Olos, right? So Divleiv. So all the divleif, as Rechta points out. So it's a salev. So and not only tztaka, he's saying
any mitzvah,
right? The rishos now. The merdik has a sefer. That's what we had the whole packet the other day about whether if a woman goes to shul every year to get a shofar. So now maybe she's mechuyif. Because she had her on Hagatova, according to Chassam Sofer, so did the rice. Wow. So.
Yeah, so he himself doesn't.
Wow.
Oh, I'm saying. He's not tired.
Good.
He's not tired like a man. He says it was like a man, so yes.
Well, what? What is it?
She might be tied to the rice, but still, she's not on the level of a man.
Oh, well, that we saw. Were you there the day when we did?
Right.
You were there when we did the Tshuva of Shlomo Kluber, Bachar to Bachayim. Yeah, it says if a woman does it, she's Makabel, she does it all the time. You know, she has a Chiv Midaraisa.
It's called all the time.
Every year she goes to Shul. Say, every year she goes to Shul. Rosh Hashanah, and she hears the shofar. And then one year, COVID, no shul, COVID. So the woman should, is it right for a woman to say? So anyway, I'm Puerto Rican, I did. I was only doing it on South Slumber all these years. Well, I'll stay home. Chassam Sofer would say, Chas v'shalom.
How long is. No.
Chassam Sofer said, you did it all your life. It's Makabal Beneder, it's Xeris Hakosuf, Kachol. Yeah. And therefore you have to tell your mother, your wife, whoever. Doesn't matter, COVID. You gotta hear the shofar. You have to hear the shofar. Even women, enough. That's what the Chassam Sofer would say. Right? Chassam Sofer would say, even though women are potter. Yeah, you're potter, but you're makabel. Fuck yeah. Now it's a chamadik thing. It might, again, it's not still be the same level of men, obviously. Men has a chiv deraisa al shofar. Woman has a chiv deraisa al kabbalah shofar.
How long does it take to start that kabbalah?
When it
goes once, the
1 year. Well, when we saw in Shulchan Aruch, that if you have in mind you're going to do it always, and you did it even one time. So our women, they did it more than one time. They've been going to shul before COVID. They've been going to shul for how many years? And did they ever miss the shofar? Probably not. And then all of a sudden, you close the shuls with COVID. So what's the start? So you have to get a shofar outside, whatever. Inside, outside.
Rabbi, so according to the Chassam Sofer, women, when they're single and they go to seminary or whatever, it's
well, seminary. Yeah, what are they doing? Seminary.
It's very. They daven. They go
they
to daven,
shul. They from.
But when they get married, all of a sudden they have kids. It becomes difficult. They have to stay home with the kids. They can't go to shul. Oh. So, according to the Chassam Sofer, do they actually need to do something if they're not going to shul anymore for shofar or whatever?
I mean, do they need to do hataras nedar?
Yeah, maybe they just can't make it, you know?
Yeah, everyone would say, according to the Chassam Sofer, what are the women going to do? With Hagat Taiva, that they can do here Shofar. But they can't go, so they have to make Hataras Nedar. They have to make Hataras Nedar. Since they're planning to go back to shul as soon as COVID is over, or as soon as the kids grow up, you know, so maybe that's like the Dogim Revava, that's a little bit, right? The Hail the Dogim Revava that we spoke about.
Rebbe, what about if they used to go to a certain shir every week, you know?
And then COVID came.
Or then they had kids, you know, and then it's hard for them to go every week, you know? Right. So is that considered a Dvar Mitzvah, going to a shir?
Oh. Only by Yoshir.
What about a prophet? So let's say someone was able to light candles with oil, and one year he wants.
To yeah, it. Right. So that's also right.
That would all, in other words, within the mitzvah itself, but also the
emotion. Right. In other words, Avram Kedr say that not only shofar you don't have to do it all, but now you become able to do it. But say. You now not only you mock me to light Hanukkah candles, but you light Hanukkah candles dafka with oil, so it's a hiddur. So, yeah, so according to the Chassam Sofer, even a hiddur is would be a direct. Again, although you even though you never articulated it, oh God, wow, I'm making problems here. And we saw in the Teres Moshe, the Chassam Sofer is Medayik, in the Halakha Teres Moshe, on page 6, paragraph 3, where it says, Hinei Pashas Shimish Oskhof, Shokicho, who Shimish Klolit, Mefshon, Mefarsh. Kafadimion. If other Misha not an edible fifth, Skyev to keep it, a Kafil Misha Bubble and Edible, not a fairish. I'll go to Machshov, believe of you, Lachem Kaib, Kaib of Shavar, Rock, Elo did carbon, Var Umro, the Sishal of Shkoyish, Siv Hashem, Lame Shuba, Al Khaid, in Makabo El Hashem. I know these are Kosov Ishki, you don't know the Hashem, I know Shay Makabo El Hashem, Shalyo, Lohotzi, Bipiv El Machshova. Not only kol hayotze, but kichol. That anything similar to being motzi b'piv, even if you weren't motzi b'piv, but you thought about it, that's like kichol. She came hamachshava, she came hayotze b'piv. So that's the Taurus Moshe gives a smach to his shita. The question 20 is the Marv Shik. What does the Marv Shik say? There's three types of minhagim. What are the three types? Echad shenagu b'chol mokum ke'en yantav sheni. Or Amir is halal of Rosh Chodesh. It says, Machlokas Rashi of the Rambam. You can make a bracha on that. There's no saucer by a minute. So that's a minute. Minute is a little saucer. Okay, maybe we'll start with this tomorrow versus to take a little time. So, okay, we're up to question 20 about the Chilukim and Hagim of the Marav Shik. Okay, and we'll take it from there. There's a Shem. See how much we have left. Yeah, 48 questions. Okay. I got it. And then we have to go to the Yom. We already did on Sunday. We did Shiur Halacha Bez Hashem. We'll continue this Sunday. The Shiur Halacha Chazara. That is the Yom. Okay. So we're going to start Bez Hashem question 19 tomorrow. You see, when you, after you Chazar, things, everything comes together. Say the Doma. Chazar, you put things together in your mind. Yeah, Chassam Sefer, Shmeisha, all the different points.